Welcome back to Brews with the Homies. This is our bite episode. Heron brought the beer, so Heron's going to introduce it.
Oh yeah, this is some bourbon barrel age. It's got vanilla and coconut in it or something. You know, you could tell us a lot more. You're very specific.
Well, it's a Pure Project exclusive Cellar Syndicate. It was their first one of 2024. This one's going to be 12.4% ABV. So it was aged 18 months in a blend of Redemption Rye and Woodford Wheat bourbon barrels before being enhanced with organic vanilla and toasted coconut.
So I have a dumb question.
Oh, and then Heron, what was the name of it?
Oh, Vanatu Lava? Or, no. Vanilla Lava.
Yeah. Vanilla Lava.
So, the first thing I noticed before I even, like, picked it up and smelled it, there's a lot of floaties in here. So, yes. My question is, are the floaties the coconut?
Yeah, definitely. I think they put a shit ton of coconut in this bad boy because I've only seen one or maybe two other ones that I've had with this much coconut, and those two were absolutely delicious. So I can't wait to try this. Cheers. Let's get it going.
You know, I didn't pull a D-Bro this time. So.
Almost did.
No, I actually did not.
Before I take a sip, I'm going to take a photo of this coconut layer that I have, and it's, like, actually kind of cool.
What the heck? Yours is a lot cooler than mine.
Alright, once Heron is done taking that photograph, he will try it, and then we'll get going on this one, because it's a lot going on. Good way, but for how much coconut's in there, still, the strength of the barrel is coming through huge. So, we're gonna make our favorite one over here.
Oh, yeah.
Try, bro. Go first.
Oh, do I? Sorry, I have a text real quick. Sorry, it's an emergency text.
It's a text
but
message.
I can still do it, yeah.
Emergency. Emergency.
Okay. A lot of coconut, which I like, and it's very creamy. Another good characteristic to it. This is actually another good banger from... Okay. It's another banger. I love it to pieces. This is very close to a high, very high four for me.
Nice.
Again, shirt and shorts, everything, besides with some underwear, maybe one sock coming off. So. But yeah, a good banger. Love it. Yeah, that's all I got. All
right, Dustin, what are you getting from this?
Well, first of all, when you first get your first sip, it's hard not to get the coconut because of the floaties, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing that has stood out to me the most was the how well the coconut and vanilla just kind of like created this like perfect flavor to where it's not too much coconutty and it's not too much vanilla-y. Mm-hmm. And it's just very smooth all the way through.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the part of the beer that stands out to me the most. This is one of those ones a couple years ago I would have told you guys get the fuck out of here on. But, you know, as the years have gone on and the more stouts I've had, this is actually one that I actually prefer. With the Pure Project stouts, these were the first stouts that I've had, and these are normally the ones that I refused. So for me to come back around to have this one, that was the first one of what, 2024?
Yeah, I think it was bottled December 2023, batch number one. So it was the first Cellar Syndicate bottle of 2024.
Okay, so for the first Cellar Syndicate bottle for the year, and for us to be having it in what, today is August?
Yep.
Like 8-9 months later, I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I think it's like perfect peak time to have it because the blend that you're talking about, it pairs so well together. I was kind of alluding to when I first tried it, I got a lot of bourbon on the front. I just think because of the different beers we had before the podcast and then transitioning to this.
But see, you don't really get the bourbon until like the very end where it's that like slow, really mild bourbon burn.
Yeah. So I think when I had that first sip, it really hit transitioning from the different beer. But as I'm drinking it, I definitely get the blend of vanilla, coconut, and that smooth kind of little bit of sweetness, nothing too crazy, that allows it to be blended very well. And then that bourbon comes through at the end, but it's not strong enough to really turn you away from it. It's just a good little reminder that it is bourbon barrel aged. So, yeah, 12.4% for a stout like this, probably on the lower end of ABV, but I like it. Makes it even more drinkable, and yeah, I don't really have much more to add, Heron.
It is so drinkable. Like, so of course, Pure Project goes to the sweeter side of things when they brew stouts, but they're not like overly sweet. They're not throwing like an obscene amount of vanilla at you, or, you know, coconut or whatever. You know, they're not boiling it for 100 years and, you know, making it just pure molasses or something, you know. But that sweetness, it, like everyone said, it just pairs with the bourbon that you feel, with the, I mean, the vanilla is also adding some sweetness. And the coconut doesn't necessarily add sweetness, but it adds a little bit of complexity that just, you know, it's kind of like, it's almost like, not necessarily toasted coconut, but it's like coconut flakes that are just like really fun. Like,
yeah,
I mean, I've been a fan of coconut water as of recent, so it adds a little bit of a coconut water and fun stuff to it.
Yeah, and I like when you're getting at the sweetness, it's not overly sweet to molasses. Reminds me of like syrupy sweetness. And some stouts, you could kind of definitely get into that realm real quick of too, like, thick, syrupy sweetness. And this one, the body on it is thick in one sense, but at the same time, the drinkability of it, I think it plays a little bit lighter. And, yeah, it's just the coconut almost adds, like, a little fun texture if you like coconut, like, clusters and, like, granola or something like that. That's what it kind of reminds me of. So, overall, I think they did a great job of combining the flavors and not overdoing any of the three flavors that really stick out on this one. So I would rate it, man, I haven't had a stout like this in a while, so I would say like a 4.85. really high up there for me. I really enjoy it.
I would drink this anytime it's available and I'm drinking and I'm in the mood for a stout. This is just one of those stouts where it's so worth it. I mean, if Cellar Syndicate or if we got the double Cellar Syndicate or whatever that tier is, or we get two bottles of everything, that'd be phenomenal to just keep this in the fridge until you're like, you know what, I want this.
Yeah, special occasion. Yeah.
I think I'd drink it shortly after this, you know, like it's so drinkable. Like, I can't emphasize that enough.
Dustin, what's your rating, bro? See, I was sitting here thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
In the past, I've been really, like, very like hard on Pure Project because I on their stouts, because I didn't really necessarily like stouts.
Mm-hmm.
Now that I like stouts and everything and kind of have a full circle moment here, I'm actually going to rate this one really high. I think I'm going to give it a 4.95.
Ooh, there you go. Yeah.
The reason why I give it a 4.95 is just because, like, everything that you see on the label is all there, right? And just the way that the beer tastes from the start to the finish is just one smooth transition. It's not like one of those ones where you have it where you're like, oh, okay, this is good. It's just, oh man, this is good.
It's just that, like, the wave is so consistent. Yeah. We talked about it on so many different episodes where sometimes the wave goes like, whoa. Like,
yeah, and this,
like, a roller coaster
and
ride.
This wave is literally just, like, very, like, very good. Yeah. And a 4.95. I do think, though, that if we, you know, waited a little bit longer, I don't think it would be as good as this. That's what I'm thinking on this. I could be possibly wrong, but I just think where we have it at, or when we've had it right now, I think it's
a sweet spot. Yeah, it's definitely a sweet spot. I get that, because sometimes, like, maybe if we had it right when they released it, maybe the coconut or the vanilla would be way too sweet. Or maybe if we waited too long, then you kind of get the complexity of the coconut falling off, right?
Yeah.
So that's what's tough about certain things in a stout, or, you know, when you age a beer, you got to, like, almost time it perfectly. So people are getting different experiences. That's why you see fluctuating ratings so much on, like, Untappd. But Heron, I think, has one more thing to add before we wrap this one up.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I was like, why did I say Vanuatu when this beer was named Vanua Lava? And I guess it's because, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, but that's, I guess, a place somewhere. It's some island.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was like. Yeah, I think that's where I was going. Or you said that, kind of triggered something. I was like, I think you're talking about the place it's coming from, right?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So this island is a little, what would I say, west of Australia.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really heard of it. I'm sure I've heard of it once.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are cool things that happen over there, and they grow vanilla. So, you know, it's on the map now because of this beer.
And we all know about it now.
Yeah. So, at least for us, it's on my map.
Yeah.
It's on my map now, too, that you said it. I was just about to say, you taught me something new today.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I learned things.
Yeah. All right, Heron, rating-wise, what would you give it before we wrap it up?
I mean, this is just awesome. Like, I can't complain. There's no complaint that I can give this beer, like, whatsoever. Like, and we've been given 5 stars or whatever the hell we call it. We've been rating it 5. Like, yeah. I have no complaints with this thing.
I think we're just getting really good at picking beers that we really like now, right?
That is a skill set.
You
know what was really funny about this, right? If you go back to our like early episodes and everything, you tell the ones who are like, what the hell is this? Now you come back and you're just like, whoa, they like everything.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Come hang out with us. This is why we get a bunch of good beers. So.
Right?
Yeah, it's because like when we get together, we want to share such good stuff. And I think that's the thing is like we save these excellent beers that we know are going to be bangers and they don't disappoint, right? And that's a testament to these breweries, though, in itself, of they have hype or have this notion that they're great beers that we're going to enjoy, and then we're like, we're going to save that. And then we come together, talk about it, and we're like, oh shit, this is amazing. So, hey, it's living up to the hype, so we'd love to see that. But we are going to do another episode with some cool stuff coming up. We have like an Anchorage and something else coming up, and we're going to do a longer episode. So.
Something else?
I can't wait for something else.
We'll see.
Until then, cheers. Have a good one.
Yep, later.
Cheers.